Okay, are we ready?
We're ready.
The regular city council meeting of May 2020 will now come order with the record. Meeting via audio video conferencing, and council members Davidson and Witten are attending in person among clerk and manager. Socially distanced, of course. This meeting is broadcast on KMXT 100.1 FM, and for everyone's protection, there will be no public in-person attendance for this regular meeting. In compliance with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance on social distancing. For those who are listening online, meeting agendas and packets are available online at the City of Kodiak website. And so we'll begin the meeting with this clerk. Please call the roll.
Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Bishop.
Yes. Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
You have a quorum?
And do we have Major Dave Davis online? What is?
I think that's the same who was.
See if we can get a hold of Major Dave to give us the invocation and wait for a minute. Please.
Good evening, council meeting.
Hi, Major Dave.
Hi, Major Dave. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good evening. Gracious Heavenly Father, in this moment we pause and give thanks for the many blessings we share as the city of Kodiak. Father, we ask your continued blessing upon each of our citizens. We lift up our mayor and each member of our city council and staff members. We seek your blessing as they deal with each agenda item, the changes and challenges that they continue to deal with, such as personnel and budgets and properties. May your decisions be a blessing today and the days ahead. We pray these things in the sacred name of our Lord. Amen.
Right. We have a flag nearby. We have it in our. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Major Dewey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. All right, we have before us the minutes of May 14th, 2020 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes for May 14th, 2020 regular council.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion.
Okay, under first is to be heard, the first item we have is to recognize our public radio station, KMXT, with a proclamation, and we have one of the original board members, Council Member Davidson, to read that proclamation, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Proclamation, recognizing and thanking KMXT Public Radio for exceptional public service to the city of Kodiak. Whereas KMXT Public Radio provides essential public services to a significant portion of South Central Alaska, including the city of Kodiak, and whereas KMXT is an invaluable component of the city of Kodiak's priority missions in public safety, emergency services, information dissemination, community education, cultural vitality, and entertainment, and whereas KMXT contributes to the local economy by actively engaging in economic development, supporting local businesses, and directly providing employment and volunteer opportunities. And whereas KMXT delivers its support for nonprofit, charitable, public service projects and events in the community throughout the year. And whereas KMXT prioritizes its capability to provide emergency, crisis, and disaster communication services, which are crucial to public safety officials and the Kodiak community in times of crisis, and whereas KMXT has provided regular updates regarding COVID-19 to the community and has worked diligently with the City of Kodiak and staff to broadcast council meetings live, which have been essential to the public during a time of crisis and social distancing, and whereas KMXT is deeply rooted in the local community and continuously strive to be an effective, positive, and productive organization that citizens can count on at all times, and whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the efforts of KMXT throughout the year and for going above and beyond during a time of crisis, now therefore I, Pat Branton, Mayor of the City of Kodiak, do hereby extend appreciation to our local public radio station, KMXT, for providing vital services, and extend appreciation to KMXT staff for their outstanding dedication to the Kodiak community. Dated this 28th day of May, 2020, City of Kodiak.
Thank you, Councilmember Davidson. We have General Manager of KMXT and Program Director, Mike Wall, here. And we want to give you this proclamation. Thank you and your board and staff for all you do, and we rely on you. You've done a great job, especially with the lowdown show, keeping everyone informed as we go through the COVID-19 pandemic. So thanks, Mike, for all you do. Did you want to say a few words?
You know, having Charlie in the room is, it just harkens back to my first experience with KMXT. Was living in a remote community and relying on it for information back in the 80s. And when the oil spill happened, I realized how crucial it was to the community. So from lessons I learned from you who set the station up to make us the voice of the community in times like this, I'm just pleased that we're able to offer you good service in the city.
Yes, thank you. We're very proud and appreciative of team partners as well. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your work, and thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Davidson, for being that memorable that you do that, being a founding member. You and Buddy.
Andy.
I get them mixed up. Okay, we'll now go to public comments on under persons to be heard. Comments are to 3 minutes. If there's anyone that would like to address the council at this time, please call 486-8610, and we will wait for some time. We'll have a pause here to see if there are any calls this evening. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time? 486-8610. Any calls, Nova? Okay, if someone does call in, we'll back up a bit. Okay, we'll now go to unfinished business, and the only item under unfinished business is the second reading of public hearing ordinance number 1398, establishing supplemental appropriation number 1 to the budget for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of July 2019 and ending on the 30th day of June 2020. Going here now. We have the staff report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The supplemental appropriation number 1 to the budget for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of July 2019 and ending on the 30th day of June 2020 is in the amount of $8,040,649. It is customary for the City Council to approve at least one supplemental budget annually to authorize the adjustments of current revenues and expenses as detailed in the attachments provided. These adjustments are for the operating funds as well as additions to project funds for grant revenues received and additional expenditures needed that were not known at the time the original budget was adopted. On June 13, 2019, Council adopted Ordinance Number 1386 for the fiscal year 2020 budget, in the amount of $43,485,260, commencing on the first day of July and ending on the 30th day of June 2020. Council action thus far in fiscal year 2020 includes the following. We've adopted resolution number 2019-15, authorizing the purchase of the Sewer International Flusher Truck. Adopted resolution number 2019-16 for appraisal services of city-owned property. Adopted resolution number 2019-20, authorizing the borrowing from the Alaska Clean Water Fund. Adopted resolution number 2019-21, accepting the 2019 State of Alaska Homeland Security Grant Program to purchase outdoor warning sirens, replace subscriber radios, and purchasing emergency shelter bedding. We've adopted resolution number 2019-22, accepting the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant from the Kodiak Police Department. Adopted resolution number 2020-01 for the purchase of above ground fuel dispensing tanks. Adopted resolution 2020-2, accepting the National Health Emergency Dislocated Worker Grant for the Hazleton Bay Ford Foundation training. Adopted resolution 2020-11, accepting the Code Blue Grant for purchase of decontamination system equipment for the Kodiak Public Library. All new appropriations are authorized by resolution that amends the annual budget order. Supplemental number one is requesting an addition of $8,040,649 to the adopted budget, bringing the total amended budget to $52,364,621 fiscal year 2020. Supplemental number one appropriation is requesting an increase in revenues due to the law contract, an increase in amount received from the State of Alaska Fisheries Business Tax, an increase in amount received in property taxes, discounts received due to the healthcare premium holiday for January and February of this year, federal and state grants received. Kodiak City Charter and the Kodiak City Code grant council the authority to make appropriations, adopt and amend budgets as required. All adjustments accounted for leave a current budget surplus of approximately $226,000 for fiscal year 2020.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1398.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Bishop? Okay, on that note, I will close the regular meeting and open the public hearing on ordinance number 1398. Comments are limited to this particular item. Ordinance number 1398, and if you would like to speak to the council regarding this ordinance, you have 3 minutes to give those comments, and you can call in at 486-8610. Anyone wanting to speak to this ordinance? Okay, there being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and get back to the regular meeting and reopen it. Discussion. Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
First item under new business this evening is ordinance 100. Levying taxes in the amount of 2 mils and appropriating funds for the expenses and liabilities of the City of Kodiak for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of July 2020 and ending on the 30th day of June 2021. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Of course, this is going to sound a lot like the appropriations from supplemental, but this is for this coming year, of course. Ordinance number 1400 provides for the adoption of the City of Kodiak's fiscal year 2021 budget. The budget document, which supports the ordinance, estimates also. Here. 2021 budget goals. Staff made the fiscal year budget presentation to council and the public during a special budget work session on April 14th. Council further discussed the budget at the work session of April 22nd. Fiscal year 2021 budget funds the services provided by the City of Kodiak to residents and visitors, including law enforcement, which includes animal control and contract jail services, fire and emergency medical services, including the ambulance services, public works, which is the public water system, the wastewater system, street and property maintenance, engineering, port and harbor facilities, parks and recreation facilities and programs, our public library, and general administrative functions, which is the municipal record keeping and financial management. The proposed fiscal year 2021 budget was developed as a maintenance level budget and will attempt to provide the same level of services as the current year's budget with the reduction in expenses. Fiscal year 2021 budget combined revenues from all funds excluding the capital projects to be $40,674,457, which is a 5.808% increase from the fiscal year 2020 combined budget revenues of $38,708,350. Revenues are forecasted based on the current fiscal year, even though some sources may fluctuate slightly. Expenses for all city funds, excluding capital projects, are expected to also be $40,674,457, an overall increase of 5.08% from last year. Salaries, wages, and benefits are the single largest expense in the city's annual budget, totaling 48%. Salaries and wages for coming fiscal year are estimated to total $11 million, or 27% of the city's overall expenses. This reflects the personnel rules and regulations scheduled salary increases and a 1.4% COLA for all full-time and part-time employees. Employee benefit costs are projected at $8.8 million, which is 21% of the city's overall expense budget. Fiscal year 21 budget reflects an increase of 7.55 full-time equivalent to full-time employees. These changes adjust the number of city employees from 134.15 to 141.70 for the coming year. The city's workforce for fiscal year 21 includes 137 regular full-time employees and 4.70 regular part-time positions working from 20 to 30 hours per week for a total of 141 full-time equivalents. And I'm going to bring up the new positions that we talked about at the work session on Tuesday. The police department is looking to increase to one part-time administrative assistant. The reason behind this is the updated state and federal regulations regarding crime reporting going into effect during fiscal year 21. And due to these updated regulations, the police chief requesting an additional part-time administrative assistant. Also, they're looking for a full-time patrol and full-time staff. This would be adding a full-time police officer and adding a full-time correction officer. Fire department requests to add four additional firefighter one positions. This will allow the fire department to have one captain and three firefighters per shift for a total of three shifts, provide 24-hour day coverage to the citizens of Kodiak, now allow crew rest time for emergency callback situations. They would like to take the part-time administrative assistant, which we currently have, and move her to a full-time position. Because over the most recent years, each department has seen an increased need in the records, HIPAA, and various other state and federal regulation reporting requirements. Due to this increased need, the fire chief would like to increase the current part-time administrative assistant to a full-time. Parks and Recreation is considering moving a part-time maintenance to a full-time maintenance. Over the most recent years, Parks and Recreation has experienced year-round maintenance needs due to increased duties, which include downtown trash pickup, downtown cleanup and maintenance, library snow removal, and facility usage. Parks and Rec Director would like to take an additional existing part-time maintenance technician to a full-time maintenance technician and explore possibilities of reducing temporary maintenance staffing. And lastly, the Public Works Department would like to add a sewer wastewater treatment plant operator 2. Over the most recent years, the wastewater treatment plant has experienced increased state and federal testing, operational regulations, and reporting regulations. Public Works Director would like to add an additional wastewater treatment plant operator position to meet these updated regulations. Continuing on, the city has 8 separate enterprise funds: the Harbors Department, the Cargo Terminal, Boat Harbor, Harbor Electric Utility, and the Boatyard Vessel Lift Fund. Water, Sewer, and Trident Basin Funds managed by the Public Works, and the E911 Fund. Fiscal year 2021 budget for these funds reflects a balance of revenues to expenses. The budget proposes no use of enhancement fund monies. Enhancement fund monies have not been used since fiscal year 2013, so the fund balance can build up per council's budget goals. Projected fund balance for the enhancement fund for fiscal year 2021 is estimated to be $5.6 million, which is an increase of $90,000 from the fiscal year 2020 amended budget. The fiscal year 21 budget recommends $3.3 million in additions to capital projects. This includes 1 new capital project and additions to 9 existing capital projects, ranging in size from $25,000 to $1.3 million. It also includes additional funding for established or ongoing capital projects, such as an annual curb and sidewalk repairs, maintenance projects, and the vehicle replacement fund. Lastly, the Kodiak City Charter and the Kodiak City Code grant council the authority to make appropriations and adopt and amend budgets as required. Article 5, Section 2 of the City Charter states the city manager will prepare and present a proposed budget to the city council in advance of the fiscal year, which begins on July 1st and ends on.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance number 1400 in the first reading and advance the second and public hearing next regular special.
Is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Reagan?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. The second item under new business is authorization of a contract with the Humane Society to operate the animal shelter services through June 30th, 2022. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. City of Kodiak has contracted with the Humane Society of Kodiak for the operation of the city animal shelter since 1995. Staff supports the work the Humane Society does for the city and community and recommends council authorize another 2-year contract with the Humane Society of Kodiak. The city and the Humane Society have been partners in providing a successful animal shelter for the past 25 years. In addition to this contract, the city contributes approximately $25,000 each year through in-kind contributions toward the operation of the shelter by offering a rent-free facility and waiving water and sewer fees. The Humane Society of Kodiak is requesting a slight funding increase in the amount of $5,000 for fiscal year 2021 and an additional $12,000 in fiscal year 2022. Humane Society of Kodiak reportedly spends approximately $210,000 a year on shelter operations and services. On April 21st, formal request was received by the city to amend the current contract for $130,800 for fiscal year 21 and $132,000 for fiscal year 22. The city's fiscal year 21 budget anticipated a new agreement at the old rate of $120,000. So the request is a bit more than we have budgeted in our current budget.
What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize contract number 249549 ending June 30th, 2022 with the Humane Society of Kodiak in the amount of $130,800 fiscal year of 2021 and $132,000 of fiscal year number 2022, with funds coming from the General Fund, Police Department, Animal Control Account, and authorize the city manager to sign the documents on behalf of the city.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Initially, we brought this up on our work session. I wasn't clear on the reason for the increased cost, given that this is above the budget amount we have, but in our documents in the back, I know that the Humane Society of Kodiak president has actually listed out some of the rationale for the increase, which is really nominal, just less than about 3% of the overall budget is what they're asking. But she does identify the increase in the minimum wage, utility costs, contractual services, and then also notes the $50,000 a year for veteran services. So I think they're reasonable increases.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whitten?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop? Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, the last item under new business is the authorization to purchase a rectifier for the water treatment plant in the amount of $69,956 with DeNora Water Technology, LLC. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Water treatment plant uses a surface water system that is unfiltered, and we are required by the Department of Environmental Protection Agency and Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation Regulations to use two disinfectants. Water treatment plant uses sodium hypochlorite and UV as our two disinfectants. Sodium hypochlorite is generated on site by two independent chlortech systems operating independently that create a 0.08% chlorine solution. Chlortech units consist of three main components. They are the rectifier, the control panel, and the cells, and this purchase will replace one entire unit. DeNora Water Technologies is the current manufacturer of the Chlortech system. This complies with Kodiak City Code 3.12.0702D. Contracts for supplies, materials, equipment, or services for which the city manager determines in writing that there is only one source. So this system is a redundant system for our water treatment plant, and we have the same DeNora water system, and we wish to replace an old one with a like-minded system.
Mike, what's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the purchase of the rectifier in the amount of $69,956 from DeNora Water Technologies, LLC, with funds coming from the Water Deferred Maintenance Machinery and Equipment Fund, project number 7040.53, and authorize the city manager to execute documents on behalf of the city.
For a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Regan.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Well, now we'll go to staff reports and we'll begin with the city manager's report, please.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. So as all you are all aware, I've been spending a lot of time at the Emergency Operations Center Services Director. I would like to thank our staff for covering for me, taking some of the load off me, and being very well prepared when I come to work on something. This time has been limited, and I really for stepping up and being there, okay, for all of us. Facilities that are scheduled to reopen to the public beginning tomorrow are the teen center and the swimming pool in the harbor office. The library will remain closed to the public likely until June 15th. Of course, they're doing curbside deliveries, and you can still call in. I know they're going to have some outdoor activity that will be beginning, but open to the public for the facility is going to be waiting until 15th. The above ground fuel tanks are installed at the public works yard, and the underground fuel tanks will be decommissioned this summer. The Baranoff Park ice rink improvements are taking shape with design at 35%. This project will add a single story addition of 4,200 square feet to the north end of the building, provide area for skate rental, office, changing rooms, toilet rooms, and additional storage. Single story addition to the south side of 2,700 square feet will be added to provide room for a walking track around the rink. This will make the building fully enclosed. Parks and Recreation has been hanging banners, mowing the parks, taking care of reopen tomorrow. Taking care to reopen tomorrow. City Council will hold a work session on Tuesday, June 9th to discuss potential annexation of Service Area 1. Last week, I'd like to announce we honored two city employees at the Concordia Police Department. We awarded them with our 10-year service pins. Those were Darylyn Ford and Patrick Maloney. Appreciate their hard work for the city. Yesterday, we hired Matt Holmstrom as city engineer. He'll begin in June. And then we're all excited to know that the Tustamina is scheduled to arrive in Kodiak on June 3rd.
That's good. Thank you, Mike. Okay, any questions of the city manager? All right, we'll go to the clerk's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The City Council will hold a special meeting on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. The next work session is scheduled on Tuesday, June 9th, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, June 11th. These meetings will be broadcasted over KMXP. Public members are encouraged to stay connected with the council by calling during citizens' comments at 486-8610. They can also email their comments to the city clerk's office staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Nova. Any questions of the clerk? All right, we're going to the mayor's comments. Congratulations to our Kodiak Police Department employees on 10 years employed at the city. We appreciate their work. I want to thank Councilmember Whitten and his team at the Kodiak Economic Task Force for doing a lot of work in getting this preparation of the Kodiak Economic Development Corporation. So, Amy Williams, Sarah Phillips, Mark Anderson, and other members of the group, but especially to you, Councilmember Whitten, you've done a good job at leading that group and putting in a lot of extra time to have a plan for spending some COVID money with our businesses and nonprofits and making our community. I want to thank the staff for the budget that they put together for FY21, the balanced budget, no tax increases, and even though we're in trying times, we're going to see what happens. A budget is a fluid document, but I'm very proud that the city is in the And on next week, next Tuesday, we'll be talking about the COVID money that we'll be getting and the projects that that might be funding. So just a reminder, this virus is still with us. There were 13 cases in the state today. Makes my antenna rise a bit, so don't forget to wear your mask, wash your hands, and keep social distance. Okay, we'll go to council comments. Mr. Whittle, let's begin with you, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the manager mentioned, we're discussing annexation, at least getting an update on annexation. I've had numerous people come and talk to me about annexation very, very favorably, so I would just encourage people, if you're interested or don't know what's on, want to weigh in some way, please stay tuned. We're going to talk about that. I'm also really pleased, thoroughly, to announce that Kogut Economic Development Corporation, a recently formed nonprofit as an outshoot of the Economic Task Force, is releasing the application for business grants. So business grants, not loans, business grants to eligible businesses, nonprofits, seasonal businesses. And that happens tomorrow. So we'll be, Councillor, so you know, I'll be on hotline tomorrow, lowdown on Monday, along with Sarah Phillips, Amy Williams, to just publicize this. On Facebook, if you check Facebook, it's the Facebook push notices on there. I won't have ads in the paper, but there's the application period runs from tomorrow, the 29th, through June the 9th. So there will be basically a little over a week for people to acquire these applications. They're in Spanish, they're in Tagalog. So we encourage every business that has a nonprofit, that's whether it's a fishing business or whether it's a individual with a taxi cab, whoever it might be, if you have been economically disadvantaged by some of the COVID closures and you can document any losses or extra expenses you might have incurred, we really encourage you to get an application. They're available online at www.kodiakedc.org, or they can be picked up in person down at the ferry terminal outside the Discover Kodiak office. So you'll hear quite a bit about this, but I really, really encourage you to, if you think you've had any kind of economic impact that's attributable to the COVID response, please get in touch with us. And the last thing, probably one of the best things I've seen in a long time, we didn't have a craft festival parade, and we won't have a 4th of July parade, I'm guessing. But last night was a Kodiak Middle School parade. It was one of the best parades I've ever seen. It was awesome. You know, I don't know how many 100-plus cars went by my house. And I don't know who the young man was. I think he was busy on his iPhone. As he went by my house, he had a sign on his truck that was memorable that said, "I'm not much of a hugger anyway." So, so that just fit right into what he was doing. He just drove right down the street. So, but I just wanted to pull in the middle school. But really recognizing that this is probably one of the most memorable graduations probably in history.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I just wanted, gently remind everyone to continue to wash their hands and do those practices that have kept us from even getting a wave so far. And, as a seafood processing town, we have to be very careful that we are able to manage whatever wave we do get in a way that doesn't challenge us economically. So if for no other reason, please continue to be safe as we start to open up our businesses and kind of return to life. At least we live in a place where we can all get outside and still be socially distant.
Mr. Haynes. Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I certainly want to appreciate TMXT for through the years. Of course, it's been a major entertainment for my years, and I truly appreciate the dedication that staff is, and sacrifices that the staff had to make during this crisis period. Forget, I want to thank John and his people on the Economic Council for their very hard work. People have no idea how many extra hours that they've put in on this. And I want to encourage the citizens to be safe. Wear your mask when requested, please. People wearing their masks are for your benefit, and please do the same for them. And also, I want to, in closing, I want to thank the entire city staff for their dedication to our community during this time of crisis. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson? Mr. Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First, I'd like to thank city staff and all the department heads in doing their due diligence in creating a balanced budget. My hat off to you guys. Also, I'd like to recognize Councilmember Whitten and the Economic Task Force. What a great help. I mean, you know, if the community doesn't see that, you know, we back them as all individuals involved in our community, it's just a big help to be able to give help back. And also to all the department heads again in providing all the mitigation plans for reopening all the public facilities. I was fortunate enough to take my daughter to the park today, and it was a true blessing to see everyone enjoy the facilities that have come over time, you know, for the community to enjoy. So kudos, you know, to all the department heads in creating a safe environment for the community members. And, you know, to the community, please, you know, practice wearing your masks, social distancing. Everyone has different views. Just please be respectful of everyone. Thank you.
Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank all of our city employees. I mean, you see them all around town. Public Works is out there. Everyone's out there staying busy during this virus pandemic. And, you know, my hat goes off to all these people. They've done a great job. Congratulations for the 10-year pins to Darren and Patrick with the police department. That's awesome. Congratulations go to Matt Holmstrom, been hired as our new city engineer. He's was here in Kodiak a long time ago as the engineer and wants to come back home. And I think it's a great opportunity for Kodiak and for Matt. And also looking forward to our upcoming annexation meetings. And then a big congratulations to the class of 2020. These kids have gone through something really different here compared to most all other classes that have come through Kodiak. Everything from, you know, missing prom and missing, you know, they did pull off a great little graduation ceremonies for each different groups that they ran through. Was very happy with the school district and how they've done that. And then also how the school district stepped up in, you know, the video teaching for all the kids and getting them all online and getting them going. And the teachers have done a great job out there with our kids in the community. So a big thank you to everyone in Kodiak. And remember, it's not over yet. You know, a lot of us people that are getting up there a little bit in age and have a lot of different ailments here and there, you know, we are susceptible to the virus. We haven't seen it hit Kodiak as strong as other places, but it's not saying it cannot, you know, it might show up this summer with the transient people coming in and out. You know, our committees have been working hard to keep us free of the virus, and my hat's off to Mike and the whole committee. They've been working long hours trying to keep Kodiak safe for everyone. So thank you guys, appreciate it.
Mr. Walker. Okay, the next item on our agenda is for audience comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes, and you may call in at 486-8610 if you'd like to address the council. And we'll have probably a slight delay, so we'll wait some time here and pause. Again, the number to call in is 486-8610. Anyone wanting to make comments to the council at this time? Okay, on that note, could I have a motion to adjourn, please? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Oh, wait, we have a call. Let's have a second, and we'll go back to the board. We have a second on that motion to adjourn. Okay, no pause. Go ahead, please. Did you want to address the council?
They hang up.
Oh, they hung up. Oh, too bad. Okay, well, if that caller would like to call back, they could address the council at this time. 486-8610. I don't want to cut anybody off here. No, no. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Can we have a is there someone there? Hi, good evening. Did you want to address the council?
Yes, just briefly. This is Mary Forbes. I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work and thank you so much for recognizing the hard work of David G. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary, and thanks for that nudge to get us to do that and remind us how great they are. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks
have
for
a good
call.
Evening. It's beautiful out.
Yes, thank you. We hope to enjoy it. Okay, any other calls? And if not, we do have a motion on the floor to adjourn. Call roll.
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.